afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listen so soon. Bring in the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisk, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Pod Scaland.
Wow, I have not heard my neighbor's lawnmower in at least an hour, so I was like, all right, it's okay to go podcast now. And then right on cue, it's almost like Murphy's Law, right? Like right on cue, as I was playing I always play the intro to get myself ready to hit record. And during the playing of the intro before I hit record, he rode right past on his lawnmower. I don't get it. Apparently, it doesn't matter how long you wait. Something is still going to cause some sort of background noise. The birds are out chirping. It's a beautiful day here. Hey, I sound a lot better than I would have been able to muster last week. So if you're on the Trent Speaks Instagram or the Trent Speaks Facebook, you saw the post go out saying, hey, no podcast this week. That would have been for last week, of course. Because I had a sore throat. So let me walk you through what happened. I woke up Monday morning with a sore throat. I'd come back from a bachelor party weekend. That in and of itself is a story on its own. But I had a sore throat and I was like, shit. I either have really bad allergies or I just caught something from this past weekend. And as the day progressed, I still had a sore throat and everything. I was like, great. Well, as we hit Monday night, I started to actually get the chills. Turns out I had 103 degree fever. Yep, you heard that right, 103 degrees. It was so bad that I took a shower, felt refreshed. However, even after getting out of the shower, I could literally feel my skin burning. I was just so hot. And long story short, I was sick all of last week. And so, feeling much better now. I sound much better now. I still have a lingering cough, but I think that we're kind of just transitioning to allergies, not COVID. Did a COVID test and everything. So I guess that was the good news out of it, right? Especially since I have a concert coming up at the end of the week. So excited to go see Dierks Bentley perform. One of my favorite artists of all time. And so I'm very excited to see him on his second night of the tour, actually. So that'll be cool. I want to take you this week through the top five things that I've learned since becoming a homeowner within the past year. But before I do that, let's just talk about one of the lessons, right? One of the things I've learned is that a project is going to, I feel like all projects are very expensive. And I'm not going to go through and say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 as I go through these. Feel free to keep count on your own if you would like to do that at home. But one of the things I've learned is stuff's expensive, right? And it takes forever to save up for something. And I was just talking with friends. I was talking to my therapist about this. It takes forever to save up, but you can drop money just like that. It doesn't take much when it comes to home ownership and the cost of projects, the cost of needing to hire someone to come do something, whether that's blowing insulation, getting new gutters. I'm sure there's other stuff on my list that I need to do, but those are just the two big ones that come to mind. And so you save up for this stuff, but then it doesn't take long to bring that money right back out of a bank account again. So that's one thing I learned, is stuff is always expensive. And so that, on top of some other things that we've got going on, which I'll probably talk a little bit about within the next couple of weeks here on the podcast, I was like, okay, I know you don't feel like we need this, Leanne, but I'm going to get a second job. I'm just going to get a part-time job, something like laid back, fun to do, that will help us with some of these projects, with some of these other things that we've got going on. And I'm not going to throw the, I don't want to name drop this company and throw them under the bus specifically on the podcast, but I'll throw them under the bus without naming them. So I had an interview and it was part-time job, right? Amazing discount would have been a really big help for us in terms of the discount, the extra income, and just getting some things done. And I go to this job interview. Mind you, I get there and they want me to fill out my availability. Okay, I filled out availability in the application process, but sure, I'll do that again. And I give the person my availability and they say, well, why can't you start until 5 p.m. on these couple weekdays? And I said, well, because I have a full-time job. Like, I cannot be here before then. I have a full-time job. And this is just something part-time that I'm looking for. And then, without using context clues, apparently, proceeds to ask, oh, well, why can't you close on Sundays? Well, I'm not going to close when I work the next morning. So, they say to me, they say, okay, well, let me see if we can work with this availability. They were about to not interview me based on the availability I gave them that day. Why would you tell me you want an interview with me? Make me drive there. It's a 20-minute drive. 15, 20 minutes. But what if I had driven from further? You would have wasted my time, my precious time, not just driving, but also being there. There were other things I could have been doing. I was debating if I was going to do the interview that day or a different day. So, I show up, I fill out this availability, and they're debating if they're going to interview me, and so they say, okay, we'll interview you. And so, I go back there, I'm talking to the guy, having a conversation. I can tell right away I'm not feeling the vibe, right? The way the questions are being asked is just very laissez-faire. I'm not feeling it, but I'm still going through with it. Now, here's what really put me off, and I'll be honest with you. I'm calling them this morning and telling them, listen, I don't need this job. I'm not going to say it like this, right? But listen, I don't need this job, right? I'm 30 years old. I already have a full-time job. I'm just looking for something a little bit laid back that's going to bring in some extra income. I don't need this big horse and pony show, right? At the very end, and again, this is really what put me off, and I'm going to tell them this, you know, that I just based on the interview and some of the comments that were made, I was very off-put. And I am 30 years old and I don't need this job. It was just something I was looking for part-time. Thus, I'm gonna decline it. And that's going to set some wheels off with management based on the comments you're about to hear that were said to me. So, toward the end of the interview, the guy's asking me about a couple previous jobs I worked and everything. And I told him the two places that I had experience in that would have related directly to this. Of course, there are many jobs that have transferable skills that would still be good in this particular position. But basically, he would have been able to gather my age. When I said that I worked these jobs in college, one of the places is closed down and not even here anymore. And so had he done some quick math, he could have gotten a rough estimate of how old I probably am. Well, it was the comments at the end that bothered me when he said, I'm going to take a chance on you. Don't let me down. Don't let you down. I'm 30 years old. I'm not a college student. I have another job. You see, and I have a job where I told them, okay, I can start at 5 p.m. on these particular days. But there are instances where I might, the day before, the day of, have last minute notice that I actually need to log on around 10 p.m. that night to facilitate some things for work. And I know that would piss this company off. And it sounds like there's zero flexibility with that because he said, well, I need someone who's reliable and who's going to show up. And given that it sounds like you are that way, I'm going to take a chance on you. Don't let me down. All right. Then he says to his buddy, oh, we're going to have to rework all this stuff now. So that's why I know they're going to be mad, because I think they were going back to rework some stuff and move some stuff around. And he even said to me, he said, all right, well, if I hire you and like I need you here and I need you to stick to what you said and not be calling off on me. Otherwise, these guys are going to give me a hard time that I took a chance on you. And that's something I hadn't shared with people yet. When I was talking to a couple close friends of mine sharing this story. But yeah, how bizarre, right? Listen, I don't need you to take a chance on me, right? I don't need this job. I don't need it to make you sound like you're doing me a favor. You posted this job. You're obviously looking for help. You obviously need people. If you're not willing to work with me, I'm out. I'm out. I'm 30 years old. I'm too old for this bullshit. I already have a job. I don't need the money. I'll go somewhere else. Thank you. Some people even said, why are you going to even call him? Listen, I'll give you the courtesy and I'll tell you I'm not going to come work for you. But this guy's expecting me to call this morning and say, day of the podcast this morning, and say, hey, I need to call and set something up for Wednesday night. Yeah, he's going to be pretty mad. But you know what? I've learned through therapy, I am not responsible for the way other people react to things. I am not responsible for other people's feelings. That's on them. That's nothing that I'm in charge of. I'm in charge of for the way that I feel. And again, I've talked a lot about this, about decision making and something I'm working on in therapy. The fact that I made this, yes, I talked to people, which is something that I'm still working on, making decisions for myself. But it's not even that other people made this decision for me. I think that just talking to people about it and thinking more about it helped me make that decision faster to say, yeah, like this is not the environment I'm looking for. This is just not it. It's not the vibe. I shouldn't dread going to a job that I really don't need. So peace out and good luck. Mic drop. So that's all that to say, back into homeowner lessons. I know stuff is expensive, and that's something that I've really learned is how quick that money can go. You also just never know. That's something the director of housing when I was in college working as an RA, that's something he always said, you never know. And it's something that's always stuck with me now, saying, you never know. It applies in every situation. It applies to any situation. But again, with house projects, you don't know when something's going to take a shit. You don't know when something's just going to up and break one day. And so you should always have that money set aside, which again is why it would be great to have that supplemental income, because yes, there are projects, there are things that should be done, maybe aren't as high of a priority, but having those done, you wouldn't really need that money later. Again, my brain works in a mysterious of ways, myriad of ways, whichever way you want to put that. But it's like a web. I can see this web. Remember those web diagrams or whatever they were called? The spider webs in school. I don't know. I should start recording these on video and posting them, because I'm moving my hands around as if you could see what the heck I'm talking about. And I'm literally just doing it for myself. May as well be looking in the mirror. Something else I've learned is, and I'm not good at this, and actually I was just talking to Leanne about how we need to get better at this, is taking before and after photos. Now, obviously, it would be 100% easy to take an after photo. The thing is, you need to take a before photo. And funny enough, unrelated to the topic of the podcast, I was actually trying to do that earlier as I was sitting in the living room. I'm watching FUBAR. Highly recommend watching FUBAR on Netflix. It's such a great show. It's definitely got that hook, especially cliffhangers at the end of each episode. Again, highly recommend. But as I'm sitting there watching FUBAR on Netflix, just, you know, a little, like, unwinding before I jump into the rest of my day, I was sitting there thinking, man, we should post a picture of this living room, but I don't know if we have a before picture living room. I really should ask Leanne if she has one, but 98% of me says I'm sure she does not. I was going through my phone, and in the 10 months or so that we've lived here, 9 or 10 months that we lived here, I actually don't think I have a picture of the living room with the color and the accent wall versus what it is now. And I would love to take before and after photos. Like, even in the basement, which let's just transition to that, right? That I'm really good, and we just talked about this yesterday, I'm really good at starting projects and not finishing them. So projects always take longer than what you are going to expect. That's another one for you. So that we're already at 3. Shit's expensive. I guess that's 4. I don't know. Maybe we've hit all 5 already. I'm kind of lost at where we're at in the list. But anyway, projects always take longer than what you expect them to do. Back in December, well, let's just tack the last one on. There's always something that can be done. So back in December, I started during the negative wind chill weather, like 20 to 40 below. I started insulating all of our water pipes in the basement. It's maybe 30% of the way done. Maybe 30, 40 is pushing it. There's still a lot of foam insulation laying on the floor in the basement because the project just isn't done. So that's one project I've started and have yet to finish. A second one is I started cutting down some different branches, one on the tree in the back, one on the tree in the front. Then the two limbs that I did cut down, I've been using a handsaw. I know, I need to get something electric. That's a story in and of itself. Feel free to text me if you want to talk about that. But Leanne said to me yesterday as we're picking up some sticks and stuff, because the wood's going to dry out, right? That, again. So anyway, we were talking about that, and Leanne said, you're really good at starting stuff and not finishing it. I said, yeah, I guess it's just what I do. Because cutting down those trees with a handsaw is a lot of work. So again, another one that I started and have not finished. So things just take a lot longer than what you're going to expect them to. I can't remember who I was just talking to a week or two ago, but they were essentially giving me this, like, quote-unquote formula. Actually, I think it was my buddy Kyle. Is it Kyle or Joe? I think it was Kyle. But regardless, they were basically giving me this formula of, if you think a project is going to take X time, add this much time onto it, and that's probably how long it'll actually take. You see, like, I've been thinking about my deck and a couple other things outside that I need to buy a power washer for and get that taken care of. I've gone, so one of the times we went, well, the first time we went and I looked at power washers, it was on sale. I was like, I want to do a little bit more research first. Went back, sale was gone. So I've gone and looked at that thing at least 5 times. Still have yet to purchase a power washer because I'm afraid of making the wrong decision. I should write that down. I need to write that down for therapy. Let's go. All right. power washer 5 times. Afraid of making wrong decision. All right. Oh, man. Too much talking, I guess. That's live time, right? This is why we welcome in. So basically the summary of all this, right, is I've learned projects take a lot more time than you would expect. Projects are expensive. But if you can try to do as much as you can yourself, though it's expensive, you're actually saving money. One of my girlfriends that I used to work with in higher ed, she's actually working on a project today as I record this podcast about redoing an entire room. I mean, she's painting, she's taking stuff off the walls, she said, you know, for everyone who asks, like, how do I know what I'm doing, I don't. But man, she's done so much in her house, and Taylor, big shout out to you. I'm so proud of you. I said this to her, and I really do wish I had the ambition and the drive to do stuff the way that I see her doing things. I'm just super impressed and good for her. You know, I wish I strive to be in that same boat of being able to also, you know, be able to do all of that as ambitiously, if you will. But again, my last thing, taking before and after photos, something I really do need to get better at, something I wish we would have done with the living room. But it's been amazing. Let me just say, it's great to not have to pay rent. Yeah, you're paying money to the bank, you're paying a mortgage, but it's your house. I'll be honest, I get stressed out a lot about things that come up, things that could happen in the future when you think about long-term effect of things. But it's great to be here. It's great to be in a home. The biggest thing is really just watching it become your home. The things that you're able to do and realize, like, hey, if I mess it up, yeah, I can call someone, but it's fun just kind of figure it out as you go. It's fun to figure it out as you go. Hey, listen, I'll be honest right now. Next week's episode is going to be delayed. I got a couple things going on that I'm anticipating that it's not going to be out on time. A reason that I'm going to record a little bit later rather than earlier, just based off of what the episode is going to be about. But I hope that you join me next week for manifesting it. And so more to come on that. Have a great week, everyone. Get out there. Enjoy the nice weather. Don't forget to wear your hat. Put some sunscreen on. Take care of yourself. Take care of your skin. And I'm excited to be back talking to you, back to full health. Have a great one, everyone.